Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The second phase of assembly elections will be held in Jammu and Kashmir today. Voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase. These districts are Riyasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu region and Srinagar, Budgam and Gandharwal in the Kashmir Valley. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. All 3,502 polling stations will have webcasting facilities as part of the Election Commission's efforts to ensure transparency. More than 15,500 displaced Kashmiri Pandits from across the country are eligible to vote at 24 polling stations in the second phase. Over 14,700 such voters are registered to exercise their franchise at 19 polling stations in Jammu. Similarly, over 600 Kashmiri migrants are registered to cast their votes at 4 polling stations in Delhi, while more than 350 of them are likely to cast their votes in Udhampur district. The assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases in the Union Territory. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections on 18 September, while the third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on October the 1st. Counting of votes will take place on October the 8th. Union ministers and various NDA leaders have described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 3-day visit to US as remarkable and trend-setting. Home Minister Amit Shah said that the visit further fortifies the Modi doctrine of diplomacy, which over the last 10 years has propelled Bharat to the role of a global change-maker, leading through examples in sustainable development. Mr. Shah also said that the successful Quad Summit, the Modi and US mega community event, and the UN Summit of the Future reflect his unmatched popularity across the globe. He added that the leadership of Prime Minister Modi has not only enhanced Bharat's stature as a nation, but also as one that every country accepts as a partner in the upliftment of humanity. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda said that Prime Minister Modi's US visit has been important and substantial in terms of scale and outcomes. He said in about 55 hours, PM Modi covered various topics, thus ensuring important deliverables for India and the world. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU leader Nitish Kumar said that the people of Bihar are excited about the announcements made during Mr. Modi's visit and the new opportunities arising from them. He also said that the decisions taken between the two countries will increase investment in cutting-edge technology and open new avenues of development. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and TDP leader N. Chandrababu Naidu said that Mr. Modi has strengthened India's position in the Committee of Nations and has unarguably emerged as a tall world leader, bringing communities and countries together. Mr. Naidu said Mr. Modi's address to the UN stands as testimony to the importance world leaders associate with India and the significance of the role we are poised to play on the global stage in the coming years. Union Minister and JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy said that during his visit, Mr. Modi dealt with various matters including atomic energy, cervical cancer vaccine, semiconductors, AI, Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, recovery of our cultural heritage, and a host of other topics. Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiva Sena leader Eknath Shinde said that Prime Minister U.S. visit has shown once again as to why he is a global statesman and trendsetter par excellence. Mr. Shinde has also hailed Mr. Modi's engagement with tech and business leaders. Union Minister and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan termed Prime Minister's US visit as a milestone for nation's development and global diplomacy. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake dissolved the parliament late last night. A gazette notification was issued on the dissolution and calling elections on 14th of November this year. Nominations will be received from 4th to 11th of October. Mr. Desanayake was elected as the President of Sri Lanka in a close 3-cornered fight. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the second edition of UP International Trade Show, UPITS, in Greater Noida today. The 5-day trade show will conclude on 29th of September. And that is the end of this news bulletin.